Hello, On Your Boot. It's Jonathan here. I'm just enjoying a nice cup of coffee. I thought for this audio blog, I would just talk very briefly about negotiating on prices for work and being undercut, which, you know, it's something that we've all experienced. It goes on in commercial life, and it's something that you can use to your advantage, and it's something that could disadvantage you as well. I thought I'd just split the two things between, from a contractor's point of view and from a client's point of view. From the contractor's point of view is, I'll give you an example. I was given a very good piece of advice in that if you give a fixed price for a job and you're not too sure whether you're going to get it or not, is to contact the client a couple of days after you know that they've received it. And if they're happy with the price, quids in. You've got it, you can make all of the arrangements that you need. If they're umming and ahhing about it, if you think that it will benefit, then say that you're willing to negotiate on the price, or even negotiate the amount of work that needs to be done. I'll give you an example with something that happened to me recently. I put a price in for decorating a hall, stairs and landing. They contacted me afterwards and said that they were umming and ahhing about the price, which I explained the work that needed to be done. But then I said I was willing to negotiate on the work that needed to be done and thus the price. Now, they were quite happy with that. They were willing to strip the existing wall coverings or the wallpaper and do the emulsioning of the ceilings, which, to be fair, it was very, very easy for them to do. I was quite happy for them to do it. But it meant that I got the job. So technically, I might have lost a few hundred pounds by doing those extra jobs, but I have gained because I have got the job. So maybe it's something that you might want to consider if you're finding yourself undercut on a regular basis. Try it out. Now, I am not the font of all knowledge. I make a lot of hideous mistakes when it comes to running a business. And my financial advisor, my wife, tells me so on a regular basis. And she has her head very well screwed on, and she is more of a businesswoman than I will ever be a businesswoman, and even a businessman. From a client's point of view, if you are getting quotes in for work for, say £400 for a piece of work, and one contractor gives you a price for £150, then you might think that you quits in, and you might be. And you know, you might be. But you have to consider the standard and service of work that you are going to get for 75% less. You know, consider that. Consider, are you going to be getting the same standard of work in the long run? You know, it's something to consider. I've seen it a lot of times that they think they're getting a good job done for the money, but you pay for what you get, as my lecturers at college used to say. So, yeah, something to consider. Any comments, leave them on the audio blog website or follow me, Jonathan, JG Decorator, on Twitter, twitter.com, and I'll be doing some more of these audio blogs soon. Okay, thanks, bye.